Kiss 98.5 backstage with Sabrina Carpenter. Hey!
Hello!
So, what a year 2018 was for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Which
Thank
did you like better, the music side or the film side?
Oh, wow. You know, it's so funny. I think I just thought of it kind of as one big year of growth for me in a lot of ways, because I think it was, you know, I did my first few acting roles outside of television and more in the film world, which I hadn't really gotten to experience before. And then I released part one of this album that sonically was such a departure from anything I'd done before. So it just felt like a lot of new things.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about The Hate U Give, because what a cool thing to be part of.
Thank you. I was a huge fan of the book by Angie Thomas. It's been on the bestsellers week for more, like, hands than anybody has. And I was a huge fan. And once I found out they were turning it into a film, I obviously wanted to be a part of it. There was only one character I could play, unfortunately, but I thought it was such an important thing and story that had to be told, that for me, any way that I could be a part of it was something that I wanted to do, that I couldn't really get across that kind of a message in my music and myself, you know, and I feel like being a part of that and something so much bigger was really special, and I'm so happy that people have liked the film and have digested it and, you know, applied it to their lives, hopefully.
I would say needed it.
Yeah, I think so in a lot of ways.
Your character, what did you learn from your character?
I learned about a lot of other people in my life, interestingly, because, you know, to put yourself in those shoes, you have to kind of understand where other people could be coming from, you know, and at the end of the day, it is just ignorance, and I think that it doesn't make people bad, but I did learn a lot from my character, and that she grew up in an environment that's how she was educated, and it doesn't mean that it's the right way, and it doesn't mean that you can't learn from it. In the movie, you sort of see her learn from it. It's not super explained, but there's another character in the movie, Star's boyfriend, who you do see kind of come to terms and understand, and we're kind of showcasing those two different reactions in a way.
I love that you do everything, because I can't pick a favorite. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the album and kind of what journey you want with part one, part two.
The journey for me was, I'd never released an album like that. I'd never released, you know, a miniature album, I guess. And for me, now that I listen to them and I listen to them in parts, I go, it makes so much sense for me. The story in Act One tells itself from start to finish, and I've had so many people that have listened to it from start to finish, because I guess it was just like a good amount of songs for them to be able to digest in one sitting. I know for me personally, like, you know, and other people have said this too, they're like, I listened to the first, you know, 7 or 8 songs, and then a year later I finally hear the rest of it. And I was like, well, what if I just kind of start off by giving you less and let you hear it and let you kind of digest it, see if you like it, because it is different for me sonically. And so then Act Two is coming next year, and I'm excited to see what people think about that.
How do you do it? Because there's enough artists younger than you, older than you, that kind of, like, it's just a lot, and they deal with the pressure in maybe not the best ways, but you seem so grounded. Every time I've ever talked to you, and we've had a chance to talk about your career and where you're going, you're grounded.
It's
how?
It's all fake. It's all a lie. Yeah, I'm just I'm an actress.
She's like totally not
actually nuts. No, I don't know. I think it's interesting, because I think, you know, everyone's got their crazy moments, and everyone has, and that's why, you know, I do keep people around me that I love and that make me laugh and that take, you know, all the pressure off. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I can't say that I will never make any mistakes in my life, or I'll never, you know, get into trouble. But for now, I'm so in love with what I'm doing and having a really good time experimenting and trying different things. And I get to do things like be here tonight, you know?
All right, so everyone's obsessed, not with only everything you do, but your look. Oh. Can we just break it down?
Okay.
Let's break it down. Just
I was born, and then everything grew. my look, I don't...
Eyeliner's amazing.
Thank you. Okay, so this is crazy. I did it myself tonight.
Stop.
Which I... It's probably... Don't close up it.
No, it looks amazing.
Don't close
it's
up
perfect.
It. No, it's going to be off by the end of the night, but... I don't always do my makeup on the road, but a lot of shows I will try. So I did this one tonight.
Good.
Thank you.
Your nails.
Thank you. You
Love,
know, I actually,
freckle.
I never was a nail person until I did a music video where they were like, your hands, they look like a little boy. So then they were like, try these. And then I did. And then I felt like a woman. And so then I kept them on. But yeah, no, I mean, I most of the time dress like a 12-year-old boy. And then I just glam it up with hair and makeup.
Yes.
And then sometimes I make it fashion when I'm at things where I have to be socially acceptable looking. And yeah, I don't know. I play it, but I'm so young. I can have fun with it, you know?
Sure you can.
Like, I can do this now.
Like, your jeans are super cool.
Thank you.
What are they?
No clue.
No clue. Those boots, what are those?
The Cassidy, I think they are.
Cassidy.
They're Cassidy. But yeah, they are very tall. Yeah, it's all an illusion, really.
Everything's an illusion.
It's an illusion, yeah.
Perfect, just the way you are.
Thank you.
You know how much Buffalo loves you, right?
I love Buffalo so much, mm-hmm. Seriously. Okay. Every time I've been here, the crowds have been amazing. You guys have been so good to me as a station. You guys have supported me so much and my music, and I'm so grateful. But honestly, like, the fans are wild.
Listen, I can't wait for the whole album to come out, and I can't wait for the next album, too.
Thank you so much. Me either.
All right, Sabrina Carpenter, backstage, Kiss 98.5.